Did you see the Evan Sidery of Forbes report about expansion of the NBA?
Just sounded like you made up a name there.
Okay, so the funny thing is,
this guy also do AI projections too, or no?
I didn't. He's got a very tight simulation.
Okay.
Nice little number there. A lot of analytics.
Proprietary numbers, yeah.
Ooh-row. So he's with Forbes. I think he used to be with like Hoops Hype or something like that. So he's reporting that the buzz around the NBA continues to build, that LeBron is that Las Vegas is a favorite for an NBA expansion team in the next couple years, mm-hmm. and that LeBron, post-retirement, or as he leads up to retirement, is working with partners to make a compelling bid.
Yeah. So like what I've always believed about this is that this would be LeBron's gold watch. I've told you this before, but I believe it to be true. And now you know the MJ inside and out better than I do. When MJ,
by the way, the answer was Full Metal Jacket, for the love of God. Thank you to everyone on Twitter. Good God. Go ahead.
When MJ got the Hornets, what was that reaction like?
It was a sweetheart deal, and oh my God, we finally have our first former player as an NBA owner.
But it was done with the idea that this was MJ's gold watch. You've done everything for the NBA. This was the NBA's way of saying, thank you for all you did for the league. Thank you for the massive numbers that you got us. Thank you for making 90s basketball what it was. And so if the NBA's response to adding a team in Las Vegas is, thank you, LeBron, for saving us for 20 years, I think that's an appropriate response.
What's wild about this is, though, in Charlotte, Michael took over. I mean, the Hornets were not financially solvent. And Bob Johnson, who had owned the team, was in a very bad situation where there were fears about making payroll. So, like, you can make the claim, even though he was a god-awful owner on the court, Michael Jordan literally saved basketball in Charlotte, and he brought in some of that Nike infrastructure of some of their business guys. So that was a market that the NBA had already left. That was we need a Hail Mary, and we need somebody with a big name to come in there, because not a damn thing. And the optics of Bob Johnson at that point was the only African-American NBA owner. So there was another reason to kind of gift it to Michael. Whereas with Las Vegas, like, this will be the crown jewel of the NBA because they've put so much emphasis on the Las Vegas market. And that is just the hottest market to put a team in. And that's where it's interesting, because I'll tell you this. They gave Michael a absolute hometown discount on the Hornets.
Yeah.
I do not buy for 1 second there will be a LeBron discount. He will be paying full price on that.
So I think both of them get their gold watches in the form of this, but I think the difference there between MJ and LeBron is, it felt like to me, if the league didn't do this with MJ, you weren't going to hear from MJ ever again. Like, MJ wasn't going to, obviously he's doing that analyst role that he's starting to pick up, and he's going to try to figure out what he can do with the NBC the NBA on NBC. Maybe that would have always come, but for that little stretch there, you know what Michael was so interested in doing? He wanted to gamble, he wanted to golf, he wanted to fish, and he wanted to be away from basketball. And so I always thought that was smart to, like, keep the premier player around the sport in any way. Well, all right, make him the owner of the team and reward him in such a fashion. Whereas LeBron, they don't have to worry about LeBron just disappearing.
Yeah.
And like, LeBron's not going anywhere. He'll be involved in a lot of things if he's an owner or not an owner.
The timing's also going to be super interesting, because I think it was 6 or 7 years between Michael's retirement and him taking over the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron, I mean, LeBron could play the next 2 or 3 years and step right into ownership a year later.
It seems like they're waiting on LeBron to actually retire before they start this expansion.
And the truth is, there are very, 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 very seldom players or athletes or whatever that I will ever say this. The NBA, to your gold watch analogy, the NBA owes it to LeBron.
For sure.
And it just, the reality is,
carried him for 20 years.
Well, not just that. I mean, they've had Kobe is a global icon. Steph, global icon. There's been two NBA players. Well, I'll throw in Magic on this one, but he was a little ahead of the game, and his net worth has really driven the last probably 15 years. But there have been three players that have repositioned NBA players and how people think about them from a business perspective. It's Magic, it's Michael, and it's LeBron. Everybody else is doing well because you're making $400 million in your career. But
But you mentioned Magic. He had to own a million Starbucks. He had to buy a million different movie theaters. He had to hustle and become his own, basically just business icon. and build up his fortune that way. Whereas what the soft landing for Michael, and Michael had the Nike money, he didn't need it, but the soft landing for Michael was having the team. And for LeBron, again, he's worth over $1 billion now. He doesn't need it, but it is the idea that you get to be involved in the game and you own the team and you have an investment there. Like, that's it's a cool thing for the sport in many ways.
216-474-0092. I also think it matters that Michael has sold out of the Hornets. And that leaves a very, very wide open space.
Did he cover gambling debts? Did he not cover gambling debts? I don't know. You tell me.
I think he just got sick of being really bad at being an owner. And everybody in Charlotte saying it because he just couldn't run from it. Does the NBA owe LeBron James a franchise? I think we agree on it. And I think the timing of it is what makes it most interesting. And Myles Garrett, given more kudos. And it doesn't happen in Cleveland. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.